Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1144. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv from Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rav Moshe and Lerafush Lemchana Leah Bas Shendel Rachel. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about mouse traps in general. But before we get to that, there's a few interesting things which don't come up too often, Baruch Hashem, which we'll see why, but they do come up here and there. Somebody mentioned to me an interesting thing. There was a hole in the ceiling, apparently, and a raccoon, I guess living in that area, wherever the place was, but a raccoon, jumped in somehow through the hole. And a raccoon is a little bit of a dangerous type of an animal, could have rabies and so on. And the question was, so he asked me, interesting, that it jumped in, Baruch Hashem, it was in a room where, I guess, more of an empty room or whatever the case was. And the question was, he closed the door. So we spoke about last time when a wild animal comes into a house, right, and one closes the door, so that's running into a problem of tzad trapping. Now, if it's whereby you can capture the animal in one swipe, one run, it's going to take a while till you capture the animal, so then it's a question of a dirabonan, right? So what happened was the raccoon jumped in through the ceiling, whatever the case was, so they want to know, obviously after Shabbos, could they close the door? It happened a while back. Could they close the door in the room where the raccoon is? And then, whatever, like this, the raccoon's not going to get out. And after Shabbos, call the proper authorities, whatever it is, to take care of it and take it away. So I just want to read from the Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 882, and along the lines of that subject, if you want to call it raccoon, you have other animals also. You have squirrels sometimes, which is an often thing, not too often, but in general, you hear it every so often. You hear it. I remember my brother Zosan Gesundtenstark once mentioned, when he was living in the Flatbush area also, there was, through the roof, there was, I don't know, a hole, or they were living in the roof. And I've heard from others also. I remember one time where we had a store, one of our old stores in the dry cleaning industry also. I think before we got there were squirrels that used to come in from the top, from the back. There was actually squirrels that were also living in the ceiling. So these are things which come up. Obviously in the store it wasn't on Shabbos, but these things do come up whereby you have sometimes, it happens that a squirrel gets in, and a person, what are they to do? And now it's Shabbos, how do you go about the situation? So just real quickly to read from the Sefer Lamentes Malachas. And then one more thing he puts in rats. We'll talk about chas v'shalom, it shouldn't happen. Nobody should have a rat, but again, the same thing. So we'll talk about mice a little bit separately. Mice are a little bit easier. But when you're dealing with these type of things, raccoons, rats, squirrels, the problem is over here, they could have rabies. They could have rabies, and they could hurt a person pretty bad. So one has to be extremely careful with these type of things. So I just want to go through the Sefer Lamentes Malachas in conjunction with these type of animals. Again, like he says, rats, raccoons, squirrels, and so on, these type of things, these type of animals, whereby if somehow they were got into somebody's house, Rahman al-Aslan, it shouldn't happen, what to do. So he says, where there's a threat of rabies, and again, these are animals, these are type of animals that could have rabies, and it could be dangerous. Animals that can pose a threat of pain or injury, he says, such as rats, raccoons, again, Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 882, rats, raccoons, and like we said, the squirrels, or whatever the case is, and the like, may be trapped on Shabbos if necessary. Now we're talking about trapping, we're not talking about killing over here. This is especially true in the areas where the spread of rabies or other diseases by animals is prevalent. So again, this could be, and sometimes it's a major problem. So he brings an example. He says, if a raccoon or squirrel, he puts it into the same category pretty much, a raccoon or squirrel got into one's house, which, like we said, could happen, the door to the room could be closed, may be closed and to be sealed off. Now, he does say, if not very small or narrow. I mean, l'chaira, if it's a bigger room, for sure, it's much easier, because, again, this type of a thing cannot be a squirrel, raccoon, these are fast-moving type of animals, cannot be caught in one swipe if it's a regular-sized room. He says, if it's not very narrow or small or the like. So he does bring down, if there's a non-Jew that's you know, you have a non-Jew available, let's say there's somebody in the house or whatever the case is, somebody helping out, an aide or whatever, and sometimes it's a non-Jew available. He says, however, a non-Jew should preferably be asked to do so to close the door, because then you're dealing with a shvus to shvus. Then for sure it's no problem. You're dealing with to the Rabbanans, in a case whereby the room is a regular sized room, it's not a small room whereby very small, very narrow, where one could capture this animal in one swipe. He says similarly, so if there's no juice, then you could do it yourself. Look, you could do it yourself. Again, this could be a dangerous situation with rabies and so on. At least Suffolk, it could be a Suffolk. I'm not quite sure to say Pekuach Nefesh, but it could be a Suffolk. It's a major problem. One has to be careful. Similarly, a large chest or wood box, he says, may be inverted over a rat. Let's say there was, again, Rahman al-Salam, nobody should have such a thing, but if such a thing does happen, a large chest or wood box may be inverted over a rat to keep it contained. He does say, but a crack should be left open for air for the rodent to remain securely confined as such. In other words, it shouldn't be killed, even though you might say maybe it's possibly a grumma or whatever the case is, you know, the rat could suffocate. But he says, I'm not quite sure how this would apply. Somebody has to, you don't have to go looking for a box with a crack, but a crack, some sort of a tiny little hole at least, should be left open, for the air for the rodent to remain securely confined as such, maybe not to put it down all the way, whereby it's not going to escape, but it has a little bit of air coming in like this. It's not going to kill the rat, and of course it's like this, it won't be able to escape, and it'll be taken care of after Shabbos. Now, I just, in conjunction with this category, which is, again, it's probably most of the time not life-threatening, but definitely they could do pretty bad damage if they scratch or bite a person. And sometimes it could be a person doesn't know if they have rabies, whatever the case is. But I just want to read from the Sefer Oitzer Halachas how he brings it down in Simen Shin Tes Zayin. I didn't really find. I looked in the various different firm, many firm. They really don't. They talk about mice a lot here and there, but not too much about the squirrels, which could come in, and raccoons, depending on where a person lives and so on. So he says like this: V'cholze b'balei chaim she'enem azikim with the bike rack, Mitzarin Oisit. It's just, you know, they could just, he's talking about with the, when we spoke about last time, the mosquitoes and so on. That's already not so bad, as they say, Avobale Chaim, when you're talking about a regular animal, right? Hamazikim, when they take a bite or they scratch or whatever, Kagoy Nochash, V'akrav, okay, but these animals also fall into the same type of category. Again, where it's not life threatening, right? V'chayotzebay, if it's life threatening, all hands on deck. You could kill it, you could do whatever you have to do. That it's not going to bite the person of Yaziku Isa. A person would be allowed to capture it so that they don't get hurt, and that's all, that's the bottom line. Even if it's a case in time where it's not really running after the person, you'll say, well, a squirrel ran in the house, it's not running after me this second, but the same thing would apply, that I would be allowed to capture it because of the fact that it's scared, then it could scratch and bite at any time, and maybe it could have rabies. So he just brings down on the bottom that the whole thing, just to sum it all up, that Lamaisa Birat Ram, he brings Shulchan Aruch Harab, Magen Avraham, whatever the case is, but Birat Ram Kevin the Minat Torah Enichayv. The whole thing of this trapping of this animal, whether it's the raccoon we spoke about, the squirrel or the rat, possibly again a mouse, is a little bit different because it's probably not as dangerous as these type of animals in general. But we'll talk about that separately. But Lamaisa, the whole thing is malacha shein tzricha legufa, as we call it. Even though you're doing the malacha per se, I'm actually trapping it. But again, don't forget, I'm trapping the squirrel. If I trap the squirrel, even if I trap it to a point whereby it's trapped, whereby it's not, it can't run around. What if it's like this? If I trap the squirrel, raccoon, or whatever the case is, the rat in a room, right, and I just close the door, like this person spoke to me last time in reference to the raccoon, they just close the door. So that's for sure, it's no problem at all, because to begin with, it's a malacha Gufa, number one, on a derabbanan. The whole thing is derabbanan because it's in a regular sized room. It's gonna, you'll never be able to catch this animal in one swipe anyway. So it's not even a real trapping. So it's lemais, it's two derabbanans. But even if you're gonna trap this squirrel, raccoon, rat, or whatever the case might be, something in that category, and you're gonna trap it in a smaller area, but lemais, to begin with, the whole thing is a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. That's what he brings down. Kevin, the malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is ein chayv ala imkein tzorech legufa. malacha shaita, unless you're doing this whole malacha to get rid of it. Again, like we spoke about it quite a number of times. You go, like if you capture it for the skin or whatever, I'm capturing the animal to use it for the skins or whatever. Over here, I'm just capturing it again to get rid of it. So he goes on, he says, worst case scenario, it's malach shein tzarich legufa, right? Because I'm doing an action of capturing, but I'm doing it for a different reason to get rid of it. And because in a case of whereby hezek, where it could scratch a person or these animals could bite, they could scratch, and assuming in a case whereby they're not even rabies, or right, a person doesn't know, whereby that could be already a dangerous situation, whereby for sure you could capture it, there's no question about it. But even in a case like where we don't know, but it could scratch a person, bite a person, it's pretty bad, you know? These type of animals, v'shvil hezek, or sakonas haguf, which is even worse, le'gozru alzeh. So then they would not, Chazal would not goyzer, so brings down the Magen Avraham. I feel that the Rambam, Savalei de Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa, is chayiv, even according to the Rambam who says Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa is chayiv. Hachaz Mut over here, it's allowed, came in the Ein Tzarech Litzadon, Kedarka. Because of the fact that you don't need the whole trap, like we spoke about, El Mesasik, Behenshallah, Yuchlu Lahazik. I'm just doing it to get rid of it so that it's not going to bite me, it's not going to scratch me. So again, just to sum up real quickly, if one of these type of animals, again, rat, the squirrel, the raccoon, these something in this type of a category, whereby it might not be maybe per se dangerous, you know, if there's a suffix whereby it might be dangerous, else rabies and so on, then yeah, then you have to do whatever you do to make sure to get rid of it. But in a case like this, but the lamaisa could still scratch a person pretty bad, bite or whatever, especially when they're scared, these type of animals, and they're pretty dangerous sometimes. So one could definitely close a room, even if it's a smaller room, even at doing it by themselves, if there's a guy, even better. But if they can do it by themselves, if they do it by themselves, it's also no problem, no guy around. And to keep it trapped till after Shabbos, and then calling the authorities and doing whatever has to be done to get rid of this animal. Okay, it's an important point to keep in mind, because these things do happen. Like this person mentioned, the raccoon. I know the squirrels, they do come in, and the kamamish wreak havoc, even though they might not be per se sakonis nefashis, whereby mamish dangerous to life, but the kamamish wreak havoc on a family, and they could hurt somebody pretty bad. So one has to be extremely careful in these situations, and definitely to trap them, even in a smaller place, would definitely be okay. Worst case would be a malach shein tzricha legufa. Thank you for listening us. Lachem bracha kol tov.